Well, good people, greetings and welcome aboard the New Breed Conference Call with me, your host, Bishop Wayne Malcolm. This is Wednesday night for a half hour of pure power. And Wednesday nights are dedicated to the gold members of the ICANN Global Network. ICANN Global Network is our social network for Christ ambassadors. And we are delighted that you are on the line with us tonight. We are recording the session. The recording will be posted on the gold page of the ICANN Global Network, together with supporting documents. Well, we've had fun in this series so far. We've been looking at goal setting, and we think this is most appropriate for January, because most people at the beginning of the new year make resolutions and typically break those resolutions before January is concluded. So what we want to do is make sure that 2015 becomes one of our most memorable, defining, and transformational years. And so that's why we're looking at goal setting. Tonight I want to talk about setting your goals in motion. Setting your goals in motion. And I'm going to give you a very simple formula, and it is a formula that I call www. And, of course, we're very familiar with that language in the modern world, because we use this in order to look up websites on the Internet. www. Stands for World Wide Web. But for us, it's going to stand for something else. It's going to be a formula that we use to set our goals in motion. To set our goals in motion. So, here goes. The first W in our formula stands for your will. Your will. That is the things that you want. What do you want? Setting your goals in motion starts with absolute clarity about what it is you really want. Becoming clear about what it is you really want. A lot of people not very clear about what they want. And as a result of that, never go on to achieve what they really want. So that's why we spend some time looking at how you can get clear about your goals. And just a bit of a recap from what we did last week. It's important that you write down your goals and that you write them down in such a way that you are able to see at a glance where you're going and how you intend to get there. And it's also important that you have goals for different areas of your life or for the different levels upon which you live, and that you prioritize those goals and that you have it written down in a formula. Now, we gave a formula last week for how you can write down your goals, including your long-range goals, your mid-range goals, and your short-range goals. But I want to get very clear about what a goal is. We defined this in the very first session. You know, a goal, you know, is not the same as a wish. It's not the same as a dream. But a goal is fundamentally a decision that you make to pursue a worthwhile outcome. It's a decision that you make to pursue a worthwhile outcome. When you decide to pursue a particular outcome, that is, you decide to be, to do, or to have something that is meaningful to you, when you make that decision, what you now have is a goal. The word decision comes from a Latin word which means to cut. Our word scissors comes from the same Latin root. It means to cut. You know, when you decide to do something, you have literally cut away any other possibility. If you decide to stand up, you've cut away the possibility of sitting down or lying down. Likewise, if you decide to sit down, you've cut away every other possibility. It is a decision to pursue a worthwhile outcome, an outcome that is meaningful to you, that is fulfilling to you. So when you make a decision to be, to do, or to have, it's a decision to become something, to achieve something, or to possess something that is important to you. That is a goal, and you should become very clear about your goals, about your decisions. You should make decisions in January, not casual resolutions, but actual decisions. And these decisions, some of them are long range because they will take several years before they can be materialized. Some are mid-range, others are short range, but you should be very clear about your goals and write them down. That's the very first part of the formula, your will. The second part of the formula, the second W, stands for your words. Your words, and that's where I want to spend most of my time tonight. Your words. See, a lot of people jump from will to work. A lot of people say, okay, here's my goals. Here's what I want to be. Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to have. So let's go to work right now. And the problem with that is that we're overlooking a very critical component, a very important step. And what we're overlooking is the program that is currently running in our mind. You see, our minds are very much like computers. You know, we have an operating system, and then we have programs that are running on the operating system of our mind. Most of us have been programmed to fail, or at least to repeat a pattern of behavior. We are already programmed to repeat a pattern of behavior. It becomes the comfort zone. It becomes the safety zone. It's where we are safe. It's where we default to when things get difficult or stressful for us. So we have this program running in our mind, and it's ultimately a routine. And in order to move from will to work, you have to change the program first. So I'm not going to encourage you to immediately go to work on your goals, as much as I am going to encourage you to put your goals into words, and to go about changing your language, because it is by changing your language that you will successfully reprogram yourself. I'm going to talk about reprogramming, and those of you who want to take this study a little further, may want to do some research in the area of neuro-linguistic programming. It has been called the new science of success or the new science of achievement, and it is based on years of research in the field of human potential, psychology, etc., etc. Lots of works are written on neuro-linguistic programming. What does it mean? Neuro, as in neuron, as in mind, as in thought, linguistic, language, and programming, as in computers. And what the researchers and developers of NLP discovered is that most of us have been programmed and have programmed ourselves through our thinking and through our words to produce certain results. So, but the good news is that we can reprogram our minds. And I want to talk about how you can reprogram your mind so that you don't default back to the same routine. Let's be honest with ourselves and say what happened to previous resolutions. You know what happened to previous resolutions? You simply hit a hurdle and defaulted back to the program that was already running in your mind. You hit a hurdle and defaulted, went straight to the existing program. So we don't go from will to work. We go from will to word, because it is by your word that you can begin to reprogram your mind. What does the Bible say? It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the renewing of the mind is the critical component when it comes to personal achievement and achieving goals. And you can do this through your words. Your words. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes about affirmations, auto-suggestion, and assumption. You can make a note of that. Affirmation, auto-suggestion, and assumption. affirmation, auto-suggestion, and assumption. And what is an affirmation? You know, it is a statement that you repeat or that you continue to suggest to yourself. Affirmations, auto-suggestion, they are the same thing, that you are constantly saying stuff to yourself. It has to do with your inner dialogue, has to do with the conversation that is taking place in your mind. And believe me, there is no real, authentic, lasting change unless you take control of the conversation that is going on in your mind. Unless you interrupt the conversation, change the dialogue, and begin to put into that dialogue the things that are going to empower you to achieve the results that you're dreaming about. So there are three sorts of affirmation, and please make a note of this. There are, number one, the I am affirmations. There are, number two, the I can affirmations, and there are, number three, the I will affirmations. And yes, just in case you haven't quite got it, I'm going to encourage you, once you're clear about what you want, to translate what you want into a series of affirmations that are I am affirmations, I can affirmations, and I will affirmations. To practice these affirmations and repeat them to yourself constantly until they become part of the way that you think. To repeat these affirmations constantly, because by doing so, you are suggesting things to yourself. It's called auto-suggestion. It's a phrase that was used by Napoleon Hill, who is considered to be the father of the science of success. In his book, his classic and best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich, he talks about using the power of auto-suggestion, suggesting things, repeating things to yourself, taking control of the conversation in your mind until you've programmed yourself to think a certain way. So there are three sorts of affirmations. There are the I am, the I can, and the I wills. I'm going to show you how these work. First of all, when you're making an I am affirmation, it's very important that you position yourself in the future. Woo! Very important that you position yourself in the future. A lot of people get their sense of I am from their circumstance instead of getting it by revelation. Now, the good advantage we have as Christian believers is that the Bible tells us who we are. So we can make those affirmations based on revelation or based on the truth. But other people who don't have revelation of the truth or are struggling to agree with what God says can simply put yourself in the future and make the affirmation from the assumption. Watch this now, the assumption that your goal has already been achieved. So all I want you to do is assume that you have achieved your goal. Let's suppose you have physical goals in the goal of your health and fitness, your shape, and your physicality. Let's suppose that you have a goal in this area. Then assume that you have achieved the goal. Now say, I am. Assume that you have achieved the goal, and now say, I am. This principle is very compatible with sound theology. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, we are taught to speak of things that are not as though they were. So all you do is imagine or assume that the goal has been achieved and then start to make the I am statements. If it is your goal to become financially independent and to create enough wealth to leave a legacy to your children's children, then assume that you have achieved that goal and now say, I am wealthy. Instead of looking at your immediate circumstances and trying to convince yourself that you're wealthy, go into the future and begin to speak out of your faith in the future and begin to say, I am wealthy. So, I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am happy. I am fulfilled. These are your I am affirmations. But I want to kind of help you with the I am affirmations just a little more by saying that to make a powerful I am affirmation, you have to see it. You have to see it and then say what you see. see it and say what you see. Because as you see it and you say it, you will begin to sense it. As you see it and you say it, you will begin to sense it. Remember the three S's. See it, say it, sense it. As you see what you're going to be, say it as though you are already it, until you sense it. In other words, you begin to feel it. So I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am wealthy. I am financially independent. I am financially free. I am free to come and go. I am financially free and financially independent. What's happening? I'm saying it. I'm saying it. Eventually, I begin to sense it. Now I feel like I am that person. So as you see it, you say it, and you say it until you feel it. What's happening is you are reprogramming yourself with some I am affirmations. Likewise, if you get a revelation from the scriptures that reveal to you who you are, then begin to say it until you sense, begin to see it, say it, sense it until you feel it. It's now you. You're no longer struggling to agree with it. You actually feel that way. These are your I am affirmations. Then out of your I am affirmations come your I can affirmations. I can overcome any obstacle that I encounter in pursuit of this goal. I can achieve my goal. I can become who I really am. I can achieve the goal. I can possess. I can. Because now, with these repeated affirmations and with this repeated auto-suggestion, you have now convinced yourself that it is possible. It is possible. And believe me, child of God, this is not a stage you can jump over and still, achieve your goals. It is critical that you change your language. And as you change your language, you change your thinking so that you do not default back to a routine that has produced the result you're trying to get away from right now. So interrupt that pattern. Interrupt that conversation. Dominate the conversation in your mind with I am and I can. When I am and I can become real to you, when they become part of the fabric of your thinking, then you can begin to make I will affirmations, because this is what I'm now going to do. I will. I will. I will. So start with your I am affirmations. Out of those I am affirmations come I can affirmations, and out of the I can affirmations come I will affirmations. Now, it's important that it happens in that order. Why? Because a lot of people are saying I will, and it's conflicting with who they believe they are, or it's conflicting with what they believe is possible. If I will doesn't sit well with your I am and your I can, it's going to create subconscious conflict, and you will not successfully reprogram your mind. So spend some time in the I am, in the I can, and the I will is going to flow right out of the I am and the I can. Very, very important that your language changes. And what's going to happen as you practice these affirmations on a daily basis, what is going to happen ultimately is that your language as a whole is going to change. You're going to catch yourself thinking doubtful thoughts, thinking fearful thoughts, and you're going to arrest those thoughts. You're going to catch these negative thoughts as they try to access the arena of your mind. You're going to arrest them and incarcerate them, because they're conflicting with your affirmation. They're conflicting with your declaration. They're conflicting with your decision. You have decided to be, to do, to have. And when a thought enters your mind that is at variance with what you have decided, you will quickly recognize it, incarcerate it, and cast it out. so that you never default back to a comfort zone that leaves you in crisis. So you go from will to word, will to word, WW. And then you need a third W if you're going to find the website of life, if your dream site is going to appear. You're going to find the final W, which is work. Work. So now you're clear what you want, and you've convinced yourself that you are worthy of it, that you can achieve it, and that you will do whatever needs to be done in order to achieve it. You can go to work on it. Now, it's important that you prioritize your work. You know, when God created heaven and earth, the Bible teaches the first thing he said was, let there be light. So that has to do with information and sight and understanding. Go to work on your dreams by investigating and researching the best methods, the best models, the best strategies, and the best systems for achieving that particular outcome. No one is serious about achieving a goal that is not serious about educating themselves in that field. No one is serious about achieving financial freedom that is not equally serious about educating themselves around money, enterprise, business. You know, no one is serious about becoming fit, trim, strong, who is not equally serious about investigating and researching what are the best known methods and models and strategies and systems for achieving those outcomes. So go to work on your goal by first of all saying, let there be light. You know, the second thing that God did was he began to set things in order. He put everything in its place. Putting things in place is called organization, which means you now that you know what needs to be done, you can begin to organize, number one, your life in such a way that you have time and energy to pursue your goals. You begin to put things in their place. There are some things you'll need to do more. There are some things you'll need to do less. There are likewise some new things you'll need to do. And there's some things you'll need to cut out altogether. Why? Because you're organizing your life in such a way that you have the time and the energy and the resources necessary to pursue your goal. Go to work on organizing yourself and organizing your life, organizing your time and organizing your space. You should have a folder on your desktop that says My Goals. You should, if you keep physical files, have a file that says My Goals. You should have time in your diary, your schedule that says My Goals. You should make room for your goals. That's work. So do the research, investigate, find out what are the best strategies and systems. Number two, organize your life. And then the next thing that we find God doing in his strategy is he starts adding to. He starts adding to. Addition came before multiplication. Multiplication came last, but addition came next. So then you can begin adding some new routines, adding some new behaviors, adding some new activities. And you can add them because you're organized and they are sustainable. And you start taking incremental steps. That's what I'm talking about. Incremental steps. Now, I'm going to start to close with this. It's very important that you are not discouraged by the size of your goal. And understand that every one step at a time. And understand that your ultimate dream is a mosaic of lots of tiny pieces that are put together. All you need to do is take the first step. Now, when you take a step in the direction of your dreams, on any level, you will begin to create momentum. If you want to create massive momentum, then take a big step. But any step that you take is going to create momentum. And then we need to look at some strategies for sustaining, maintaining that momentum, but you have to go to work on it. So I'm going to start to close with this. www.health, www.wealth.com. www.happiness, www.influence, www.legacy. What is your dream? What is your dream? And more fundamentally, what have you decided? If you have decided to pursue that dream, then get clear about what you want. Translate what you want into words so that you can reprogram your mind and spend time training your mind to think in terms of I am, I can, I will. I am, I can, I will. And you begin training your mind to think that way and never stop because it's an ongoing battle. But if you train your mind to think I can, I am, I can, and I will, then you can go to work. First stage, research, information, let there be light. What are the best known strategies? What are the best known systems? What are the best known methods for producing the outcome that I desire? Then organize your life in such a way that you have the time and the energy to pursue your goals. WWW dot will produce for you anything that you put on the end of that particular URL. Well, I pray that tonight was a blessing to you. I pray that you've had a fantastic journey with me in Goal Setting Made Simple. We still have one more Wednesday, and which we're going to take it to another level on goal setting, and then we start a new series in February. So congratulations. Please go to work on it. www. Get clear about what you want. Translate it into words. Then go to work. Don't miss out on the words part because that's where we fail. That's where we falter. We don't invest the time in reprogramming our minds. Go ahead and reprogram your mind for success and start tonight. God bless you. Heaven smile.